How are you? My name's Terry.
My name is Alexa.
Alexa, what do you do, Alexa? Are you?
Yes, I'm here with a group of collectors.
I saw you come. Art collectors.
Yes.
Okay.
The Contemporary Art Society. They organize a tour.
Okay.
And I don't know if we are just wandering around or if somebody will give us an introduction.
Is it from this country that you guys are? Are you working the gallery?
Yes, I'm London based.
Is it a gallery or just a?
It's a group for contemporary art collectors.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I'm not collecting much, I don't have the budget, but I'm just joining them because they take me to good places.
Oh, I see.
Today we did the art bus.
The art bus?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, it happens once a month, the last Saturday of each month. It's very well researched, and I show us new exhibitions around London.
Okay.
And I'm an art junkie myself, but they take me to places I've never heard of.
Sure.
And at most...
Is it a free bus?
No. And you have to be a member.
Is it like a big London red bus or a coach?
No, it's just a small
minibus.
It's not a spectacular
And it's full of collectors.
Bus.
It's full of collectors. I want to get the picture.
80% of them is collectors, yes.
Riding around in this bus and they're looking for work.
Yes.
I see. And
they just came to do the sniffing around here.
What might be something that you would say no to?
Nothing. At all. I'm a vegetarian myself and I'm a vegetarian for a reason, since I was a small child.
Okay.
But I could put up with even the most extreme work with taxidermist,
that kind of
preserved animals.
Okay.
I've seen engaging work in that department.
Okay.
And many people think, oh no, I don't want to see exhibitions if there is blood or something which looks like blood.
Yeah.
And if it has a good reason to be there, I mean, it's backed up theoretically. It's
looks like Peckham's waking up.
I'm an art critic.
You're an art critic.
Yes, but right. I publish back in Budapest.
Okay.
And I can. I publish about exhibitions in London or various issues which are coming up here.
So what's current and high profile for you at the moment in terms of like issues and work?
And I was just approached to do a piece which is very timely because the Blair era will finish next week.
Yes.
And I will do a piece about the policy of the art policy of the New Labour period.
Ah, okay.
Which is...
Tell us about that a little.
Which
is
very interesting. The policy was mainly what was the most visible is this kind of art for everyone approach, and in order to make it more accessible they were typically looking for the what's the expression? The lowest common denominator.
Yes.
Especially in public art and but it has good side as well, like it was the period when all the museums became free and it's all encouraged people to go out more and see more art.
Are you generally encouraged by the state of art, generally, if there could be such a question for you as a critic?
I don't need encouragement. I'm out visiting exhibitions, art shows. But I think art is so much of an issue now in even everyday conversations. I don't think it was the same 10-15 years ago.
No.
We can thank New Labour for that because they kind of brought it more to the front.
Yes.
And also another factor was the YBA, the so-called Young British Artists, you know, the Damien Hirst, Tracy Emin, Sarah Lucas, etc., who are this kind of celebrity approach.
Yeah.